Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. I would like to ask everyone if you would please stand while we have pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections, sir, at this time?
Staff would note that the agenda was revised June 21st, 2016, to include old business case 11,786, and then it was revised June 28th, 2016, to include the approval of minutes and the findings of facts for May 16th, 2016. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of May the 16th, 2016 meeting. Do I have a motion?
Do you want to approve the revised agenda?
I can.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve this evening's revised agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion so carried. Now we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our May the 16th, 2016 meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that?
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our May the 16th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found at the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you.
First case, please.
The first application on tonight's agenda is 11,792 Martin R. Spindler and K. Noel Spindler seeks a variance from the rear yard setback sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of, I don't even know how to pronounce that one, drive within the hamlet at Dickerson Pond off Bayard Drive. The 911 address is 36849 Janigan Drive in Frankfurt. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 432. Specifically, they are requesting a 9.4-foot variance for the rear yard setback. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Ma'am, are you going to be speaking as well?
No, she's not. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Edwin Chinsky, 23560.
You can speak.
Willow Drive, Middlesbrough, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti, and I'm an attorney from Fenwick Island, Delaware. Tonight we have a unique situation because the second on the agenda is the is Ed and Carol Hazinski, but in this case they were the sellers to the applicant, so they're here to testify on behalf because they have knowledge of the situation. The applicant is Martin and Noel Spindler, and they're seeking a variance of 4.4 feet to allow an existing deck in the rear of the property to remain 10.6 feet from the property line. As you're aware, the rear setback for this property is 20 feet, and a deck may encroach 5 feet into the required setback. Now, the pictures that I've handed in to the board, they show the property, and the deck in question is reflected in both pictures. One is a picture from the side showing the deck, and the other is a close-up picture of the deck as it in its relationship to the water. The attached to the application, we've also have a survey which shows the variance requested, and the picture gives you some idea of the actual location of the deck in a more three-dimensional view. The property on Janigan Drive is unique in the sense that if you look at the survey, you'll see the rear of the property, how it curves in, especially in the area where the deck is located. And you'll see that also on the diagram on the board as well, showing how the property is curved out. So if that property had been straight, we wouldn't be here today. The property is unique both in the lot size and the shape. It really can't be developed otherwise. There's no possibility that the deck could be placed on this property without some violation. And it was built in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. And also attached to the application, you'll see where the applicant, not the applicant, but the Ed and Carol Hazinski had a building permit to actually place this deck on. And they also had a certificate of compliance issued on the deck. They also had approval from the association to build the deck as well. So we've attached that just to show they went through the correct process to have this deck placed. The applicant, the Spindlers, weren't aware of the situation when they signed the contract, and neither are the sellers. They were not aware that there was a problem either. The issue, the Spindlers or the applicant did not create this hardship. It wasn't created by the applicant. And the other significance is it will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Many of the homes along the back of the water have similar locations, which whether or not they've gotten variance or not, they're pretty close to the water as well. And the association has approved, in this case, the location of this deck. The minimum variance that we're seeking, and that's why it's important to look at the survey, the minimum variance we're seeking is really the 4.4 feet to allow the deck to remain 10.6 feet from the property line. So based on those five criteria, we believe we met the criteria necessary to obtain a variance. Mr. Hajinski, could you come forward, please?
Yes.
This is Ed Hajinski, who I have a hard time pronouncing his name, but at the same time, and so is Janigan, so we have some tough names here. But have I accurately depicted the situation pertaining to this property?
Yes.
All right. And you weren't aware of this situation when you built, had this, the deck was built on this property when you owned it. Is that correct? Okay. Are there any questions of the previous owner?
I'll see, sir.
Okay.
Excuse me. Start with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
So when you purchased the property, the deck was there?
No.
Okay. You had someone build it for you. Did you obtain the permit?
Yes.
Which we have in the application.
Okay. I'm sorry. Another question.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
You have a certificate of compliance.
Yes, I do. And we do have it attached to the application as well. We have that.
Thank you.
Mr. Ritter?
Mr. Chairman, the... it's an open on an enclosed deck, correct?
Yes.
Is that allowed to approach 5 feet?
Jim?
Yes, they can encroach 5 feet into the rear yard setback.
And why are they want a 4.4 tenths of a variance?
It was corrected on our application to say 9.
The what?
It was corrected on our application to say 9.4 feet.
I didn't see
they
that.
Scratched the 4.
Okay, I see. Okay.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I was on the...
question?
I was on the survey. No other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Ken, do you have any questions?
Yeah. I guess in looking at this, Mr. Tomasetti, the survey from 2008 seems to show that the house on the east side, at least, where the deck would be, is 38.5 feet deep. But when I look at the most recent survey, it shows it, and it's tough to read, but almost, I can't tell if it's 48.3 or 49.3. I guess the question I've got is, why is there a reason why there's a 10-foot difference there? Has there been an addition? Has there been anything moved?
No, it looks...
it just seems strange.
It seems strange to me as well when you look at that, but it shows... he measures 42.6 feet from the portion that's, that comes out, but then it's 73.2. He's measuring different areas. I'm trying to think where you're looking
on
at the front. On the front
left corner.
Front left corner.
Opposite the driveway.
Okay, and he shows 37.9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to, looks like the porch. He's
right.
Measuring it to the...
To the house
and not the porch. And the porch is showing...
So no, so. I'm not looking at that one.
Okay.
If you look at the current survey, the 2016 survey,
yes,
and you look at the east side of the house, that eastern wall,
okay,
you see where it says it looks like it's 48.3 feet
on the old survey. Oh, you're talking about
on
the old
current survey, 2016 survey.
Oh, the wall itself.
The wall itself.
I'm seeing where the wall is.
On the inside of the dwelling.
I'm looking at the east side, and on the east side of the survey.
Look at the inside of the dwelling, not the outside.
Look at the inside of the dwelling, okay.
I'm measuring the wall, the actual size of the structure.
Yeah, it looks like it's either 49 or 40 points.
Yeah, it's tough to read, but it shows that. Now, if you
something.
If you go to and look at that same wall on the 2008 survey, it says it's 38.5 feet. So it's almost 10 feet, or it would appear to be. That just struck me as odd, and I didn't know if there was a reason.
No, it looks like on my copy, it shows 40.3. Looks like it's 40.3. I can bring that clip.
Okay. Well, that clears things up.
It's hard to see, but I think mine is.
Okay, I couldn't tell if it was 40.
Yeah, 43.
49.
And that would compensate for the difference in the shape of the structure. If you notice, the two, one has a cut, more of a cutaway from the deck than the other. See that?
Yeah. So he's talking about the shape here, just the shape of that
cutaway.
And this one
isn't. Yeah. So that would, the couple feet would
be 4.4.
I guess, Mr. Hajinski?
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
All right. You relied on your builder and your survey at the time this was developed, or the deck was put on there, to build it in compliance. Is that correct? And you believe them to have done that? Okay.
He was very surprised when he was selling the property, and I contacted him about a variance. So he was very surprised about it.
I have no further questions, then. Thank you.
I got one, Mr. Sharp, for you. Okay, if it's 20 feet and they're allowed 5-foot setback, correct? So that should be 15 feet. And if they've got 10.6, why would we need a 9.4? It should be a 4.4.
If it's a 20-foot rear yard setback?
Right.
Then the deck is only 10.6 feet. You're only allowed to encroach when you're compliant.
Okay.
Because this doesn't comply, you have to go the full distance. So in this case, it'd be
9.4.
That's
why we've always done it.
Okay.
When it goes
it
further.
Says 15 here. I mean, that's what I was going by.
When it goes further than the
I'm talking, Mr. Sharp. Please let me finish for them. Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
The rear yard setback is 20 feet.
Okay.
And because of that, you're allowed to encroach the 5 feet into the setback areas.
Okay.
So in with that, you would be at the 15. But the problem is this encroaches more than 5 feet. So because of that, you go back to the 20.
Okay, because first it was at 4.4, and that's why I picked, then it goes back to 9.4. Okay.
Yeah, I think the thing that's a little odd is it says 15-foot
right
side yard, or 15-foot rear yard, and it's really 20 feet.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to be 20 instead of 15.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
It says right here 15-foot.
Yep.
That's what I'm going by.
Yep. And that wouldn't be right. It's 20.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you look at the building permit, it says 20 as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was going by the survey. I got that far. That's why I wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had that question, too, and I looked at it as well.
When you were going 20, I said, well, it's saying 15.
Right.
Permit says 20.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Permit says
4.4, then you got 9.4 now. All right.
I think that was just a mistake on the note there.
Yeah, no, but then on here it's got from the required 15-foot rear yard on our application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. Then answer that question.
Well, that first page is from staff. If you look at the second page on the one that's signed by the applicant,
right?
That one says this property, the rear yard setback is 20 feet and the deck may encroach 5 feet. So
right.
The setback is 20 feet.
Okay, yeah, because it says 4.4 to allow for the deck to remain 10.6.
And the way we would word it in any decision is that it would be, you know, we'd make sure it's clear how far it is from that rear yard property line. So that's how we've been making sure that we're at least clear as to where it is.
Then why we had two of them?
Yeah.
So I don't prepare the packets, so.
Okay. I mean, it should have only been the one on it with the 20 foot.
Right. He's got 115 and 120.
Yeah.
That's where I get confused.
Okay. I didn't look at the second one. I was looking at the first one.
I did too.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yep. He answered my question.
Mine too, then. Okay. Hearing no other questions then. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a uniqueness to the property because of the shape, especially there in the rear. The applicant states that he relied on contractor to build the deck in an in accordance with the county's requirements. I can see, based on surveys, how things might have gotten misconstrued anyway. And obviously, the folks that work for the county weren't clear on it either, since they produced a certificate of occupancy. So I think that in giving that situation, it cannot be otherwise developed and is reasonable. Request. I don't think that it has been created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhoods, and the applicant feels that it has not. I think they're asking for a minimum variance to afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11,792.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,792. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,792 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Next case.